You are Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
It is Locked On Jazz for the 10th of May. We'll take a look at the absurd offensive numbers of the Portland-Denver series and then run through some leftover questions. Who are the leaders in pick and roll, catch and shoot, and drives that are available to match the Utah Jazz? It's all coming up on this Friday edition of Locked On Jazz. Pow! How are you? I'm David Locke, radio voice of the Utah Jazz, Jazz NBA insider. This is Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz, in season or out of season. We have no off season. It is Locked On Jazz. We give it to you daily for about 25 to 30 minutes every day here on the Locked On Podcast Network. It's available on Himalaya, the brand new app there. You can download and add that to your list of things. You can also grab it on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. Plus, when you get in your car, all you have to do is tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Jazz. Side note, two side notes to start today. So yesterday I was on iTunes, which I'm not an Apple guy, and I found out that there are 812 reviews of this show for five stars. Well, there's 754 of them are for five stars and 812 overall. I'm blown away. Thank you. LURP67, I've learned so much about basketball while listening to David. Not only did I get the details I need for my favorite team, but David makes me think about the game in ways I never have. It changed how I watch the team, and I've had a better fan experience because of it. That is just so great. Thank you. ANDIMAL6956. So I think it might be like Andy and Mal or two people. Great podcast. If you like the Jazz, in-depth statistics, throat noises. Keep up the great work. You know, if you want a little insight on my personality, I will not lie that I did go find the 17 one-star and read them. That's just, you know, that's how it works, right? But anyway, I just, Miles Lambert says, I love the show and listen with my dad, but your microphone drops out constantly. It's super annoying. It does? I wonder why. So that was one of my, anyway, You want the one stars? David is best is fantastic, but these moments are far outweighed by his lows. His uncontrollable desire to pick and choose stats to defend his favorite players and criticize his least favorite cheapens his analysis. This is most apparent when he randomly criticizes, I can't see the word, former Jazz players to argue how the Jazz are improved with new players. At arbitrary moments in unrelated discussions, he can't resist digging an insult in about former players. Unfortunately, he seems more interested being petty than impartial analysis of his current team. I finally have unsubscribed. So, what's your guys' guess? That I was critical of Gordon? Maybe. I don't know. Oh, he continues. He devoted large portions of several podcasts to criticize Alec Burks after he was traded and why he was not good. I don't know if that's true, but anyway, it's fun. I really actually meant that as a thank you. I kind of then went on a different version. So I really do. I appreciate that. I was kind of blown away that many people have taken time to rate and review the show, and it's just really cool. So if you want to rate and review the show at iTunes, you can. And if you're funny, then... And probably a little, it's embarrassing to read nice things. It's always more fun to like read somebody saying mean things about you and then everybody can kind of chuckle and laugh. So I'd prefer if you put nice things in five stars and I'll give you a shout out. How's that? So well, thank you. Appreciate it. Tell me where you listen from. That's kind of way maybe we'll bring back pins across America. It's watching Denver Portland from our perspective is pretty interesting. So the offensive ratings are absurd in this series. Last night, Portland won with a 119. So remember, league average is like 110. We hold people to, for the season, we held people to a 103. Okay, so 110's league average. Actually, 110's a little above. The numbers I'm using here, league average is 107. The the Blazers for the season were 110 and were seventh in the league. So 107 is average, and we held people to 103. Last night, the winner was a 119. The night before, the winner was a 123. The night before that, the winner was a 119. The night before that, the winner was a 110. We actually had one normal game. We actually had a bad offensive game by the time we got done with the million overtime game, I think. That was the other one. And then a 120 for Denver to win game one. So the offenses have just been insane in this series. And the question is twofold. One is, if the Jazz were in this series, how different would it be? And two, would we have enough offense to catch them? Right? So it's the same kind of question. I do think our defense is way better than, you know, both Portland and Denver were average defensively, and we were great. So I don't have any belief at all that you'd be running around with the offensive numbers that you're seeing in the series taking place. But on the other end, let's say we kept them down. Did we have enough offense to catch them? And I still don't know the answer to that question. My feeling is we probably could have beat Portland and we'd go to game seven with Denver, but maybe not. Maybe we'll go to game seven with both of them. Maybe we wouldn't be able to beat either of them. I mean, it might be an unfair comment to say two teams had a better record than us that we should be able to beat them. I do think the Nurkic injury is bad, and we're seeing that Ennis time on the floor is becoming less and less. Zach Collins was vital last night for Portland. How about Rodney Hood? So great. Rodney Hood truly was the, statistically, I was talking to Kevin Pelton about this the other day off the air before Locked On NBA. I hope you got a chance to grab that yesterday. Rodney Hood was truly maybe the worst playoff player that had ever been there before. I mean, it was unusual. It was the pressure of the playoffs was too much for him. He had, in the 11 games of the Jazz, he had shot 35% and 26% from three. With Cleveland, he was 4 of 24 from three. So coming into the year, he was 17 of 74 from three-point range going into the playoffs. It didn't start well this year either. Like, he was 23%. He was shooting below 30% overall. And if you get into this year, it didn't start well. Right? When you go back to that first series, he is against Oklahoma City. He finishes that series 2 of 12 from 3. He's right. He's at 21%. And then in the first game against Denver, and it might simply be the defense is not as good, the athletes aren't as good, he had a little bit more room. I don't know. But he hits 3 of 4, and he is now, Hoodie is good right now. And it is cool to see. It's a great step for his career. It will hopefully help him a great deal. It will hopefully catapult him to make some money, which he didn't get the payday. And he's vital. Like he basically won last night's game for them. That series has gone now as I anticipated. All right. We had leftover questions from yesterday that I wanted to get to. Somebody asked about Drew Holiday. Yeah, I like Drew Holiday. I think a lot of people like Drew Holiday, and the question on Drew Holiday is, first off, is what is New Orleans and what is David Griffin doing? The other one that is tricky for us when we start getting into the trade game is, what salaries are we moving? So you cannot trade a free agent. I believe if we pick up Favors' option at $16 million or whatever it is, that we could trade him after we pick him up. I think that's I believe that to be true. You can't trade Rubio. Can't trade Exum, really. Can't really trade Korver. He's got an opt-out. Not going to trade Donovan. Unlikely to trade Grayson. Don't want to trade Joe. Could trade Jay. So you're not going to trade Gobert. So at best, you can put together a Derek Favors, Jay Crowder package for $23 million. Why would New Orleans possibly want Jay Crowder and Derek Favors for their roster? I mean, I don't know exactly what their plans are. But for Drew Holiday, that doesn't line up to maybe Favors is good enough. And maybe they just want out from under money. Holiday's $26 million next year, $25 million the year after, $26 million player option the year after that. Drew Holiday would be great. Like, that's your move. You're now Drew Holiday, Donovan Mitchell, and Rudy Gobert, and then you build around that. And there's a lot of reasons why that'd be great. Holiday actually plays off the ball as much as he does on the ball. He's defensively, he's a great complement to Donovan. He's tough. He's clutch usually. He was 2 years ago, he was a very heavy mid-range player. This last year, and he had an unusually high shooting night. Last year, he went back to being like right at league average offensively. He only shot 33% from three this last year. He's not brilliant. I mean, maybe there's could be a decision by New Orleans that, yeah, we'll take Jay Crowder and Derek Favors because we're his last 2 years are 34% and 33% from three, and we don't think that that's good enough. By the way, just to give you a thought on this, and it's interesting how perspectives alter things, over the last 2 years, Drew Holiday was taking four threes and five threes a game, and he hit on 33% of his threes. And Ricky Rubio was taking four threes a game and hit on, I think, 33% of his threes. It's interesting. You think of Drew Holiday as a far superior shooter to Ricky Rubio, and I'm actually now statistically certain that that's not true. Rubio is over the last 2 years, Ricky Rubio is 33.5 from three. One air ball sticks in your mind, I think, probably, and alters a little bit of what you think about that. But so Rubio is 33.5 from three, and I believe Holiday is 33.1 from three. So Rubio is actually a better three-point shooter than Drew Holiday over the last 2 years. Their ages are almost identical. One was born in October. The other is born in June. Drew dropped 21 points a game. Drew can get a lot more shots off and plays the game, but he doesn't go to the line any more, really, than Ricky does. In 36 minutes a night, he went to the line four times, and Ricky went to the line three times. So there's not a – per 36 minutes, Drew Holiday's taking four free throws a game, and Ricky Rubio is taking 4.3 threes. I mean – it's interesting, right? Like, you go compare their numbers this year, Drew Holiday is just a much better two-point shooter. That's what it comes down to. And career three-point shooting, Drew Holiday is better. Career. But the last 2 years, he is not. And he's been playing, either positively or negatively with Anthony Davis. I sometimes don't think Anthony Davis has a very good feel for the game. All right, we're going to come back and look at the leaders in various position groups. Today's show is brought to you in part by Murdoch Hyundai, 4646 South State Street. If you're looking for a car, the Murdochs bring you great value. First, you got the family name that's been involved in Utah for 90 plus years of being involved in Utah with their Murdoch promises, their no regrets approach to making sure you got your oil changes for life. Our service has been amazing since we bought the Santa Fe. I'm driving the current Hyundai Santa Fe. Super impressed by it. Great ride, smooth, all sorts of technology pieces to it. Back doors don't open if a car is coming by for safety security. Begins to make turns for me if I want it to. Has the cruise control in front of me. Lane protection. All sorts of great elements. Hyundai, a leader in the technology world. Check it out. Say hi to Jason over at 4646 South State Street. Blake and the crew are down in Linden and up in Logan as well. It's Murdoch Hyundai, 4646 South State Street. All right, what are the things that the Utah Jazz do a lot. Three things the Jazz do. We run the most picks of anyone in the league. We run get the most catch and shoot of anyone in the league. And we drive the most of anyone in the league. So let's look at pick and roll ball handlers. And let's take, I always like to take the top 100, but for the sake of this, we're going to take the top 200 because we're trying to find maybe a diamond in the rough or someone who's a little better at it. So we're going to take the top 150. Anyone who's under 300 seems to me that maybe that's not running very many. So we're guys who run at least, you know, about five a game and see who we can find that might be better than people recognize. So the best in the league are Dame Lillard, Lou Williams, Eric Bledsoe, and then Kemba Walker is the fourth best in the league. Isaiah Cannon of the G League floats in there. James Harden is next. Here's an interesting name that comes up on a bunch of really good numbers things, and I don't know that he's a free agent or not, and that's Ryan Archie Diakono, and he's a restricted free agent for Chicago. This is he's pretty interesting number wise. 1.06 on the pick and roll. He comes out as fifth best in the league. So that's worth kind of putting an eye on. Is he doesn't seem, you know, it's strange, but like if I see something like that and I'm in the chair of the people that matter, and this is a guy who, you know, is probably just thought of as a backup point guard, restricted free agent, probably under $4 million, $5 million player. Like, I would go take a look at that. I would wonder what maybe you could find there. All right, Derek White, DeMar DeRozan. I'm telling you all the names that I think you think it's interesting. DeMar DeRozan, Marcus Smart, Luka Doncic, Kyrie Irving, Caris LeVert, Monte Morris out of Denver, the young backup, Blake Griffin, Elfrid Payton. All right, well, that's interesting because I think Elfrid Payton is an unrestricted free agent. So Elfrid Payton is 12th best in the NBA on pick and roll. If I'm going to look at that, I'm going to take a second, but I'm going to look a step deeper than that. Is it just because he ran his pick and rolls with Anthony Davis, or was he universally good at the pick and roll last year? So let's look at, he ran 747, and interestingly, with Anthony Davis, he's 0.94. With Chick Diallo, he's 1.1. With Jahlil Okafor, he's 0.89. And with Julius Randle, he's 0.97. He was terrific with Mirotic. And interestingly, one of his best pick and rolls that ran very little was that of with Drew Holiday. So Elfrid Payton, now there's another point guard that can't shoot, right? So we're back with the Pelicans. Payton is probably classified as a starter. But I would say he's got to be a middle-of-the-pack money guy. I mean, I think he's under $10 million a year. And his shooting is not good either. So he's a less good shooter than Ricky Rubio. He's at 31% from the field. The year before, he was at 33. He's at 30% from his career. He changed his – he's, you know, former top 10 pick. This is getting more athletic. Like, he's an athletic guy. Averaged 8 assists a game last year. He averaged 5 rebounds a game. You know, the shooting is really problematic, frankly, on him. And we're dealing with problematic shooting. But there's, like, if you're looking, if one of the things you think is important is getting more athletic, Elfrid Payton is more athletic. He's known to be able to defend a little bit. He is, as we just showed, a fabulous pick and roll player, one of the best there is in the league. He has played on a bunch of different teams in different circumstances, though, you know, honestly, we went with that as our approach on Ricky, and I think he was a little better than we thought he was, but he wasn't great. Catch and shoot three, Elfrid Payton is 34%. He's 25% off the bounce. Ricky is probably about the exact same over the last year if we looked at Ricky. Ricky's off-the-bounce number is, sorry, I had his playoff numbers up. His off-the-bounce is 27, and his catch-and-shoot is 33.7. They're the exact, Elfrid Payton was, they're identical shooters in that regard. if you look at, you know, I guess the next question is if you're left wide open, Ricky shoots more than Elfrid Payton does. If you're given wide open shots, right? Like one of the things we've been talking about this whole time is the defenders and all of those areas is which of them can make better shots. I don't know if I know the answer on that one. As I look at this. So anyway, Elfrid Payton pops up. Like he's not like that's an interesting. Ricky Rubio's next. So we're 18 players in a pick and roll, and Elfrid Payton comes, and then Ricky Rubio comes next best at running the pick and roll. Tyus Jones in Minnesota. I don't know that if he's a starter or just a backup. He's a restricted free agent. He's probably a $6-7 million player. Bradley Beal, Patty Mills, Yogi Ferrell. I think he's available, but I'm not certain on that. Yogi Ferrell, 543 picks, was pretty good. Steph Curry, surprisingly good on his pick and roll action. Steph Curry, I believe, is not. Seth Curry is an unrestricted free agent. Could be an addition. I don't know that he's truly a point guard in that regard, but he could be an addition. Avery Bradley. More of a two guard. I feel like he's got an opt out. JJ Redick, Haul Neto comes in 28th. Thomas Satoransky, interesting to me, restricted free agent. Probably going to cost you a little less than $8-10 million. You're not getting more athletic. You are getting a better shooter. He's 1.02 on the pick and roll there. And so I don't know whether or not he's longer. He's not thought of as a particularly good defensive player. I always say thought of on defensive players because I don't watch enough to know every single player. And our metrics on what is defense, you know, we'd have to look at defensive real plus minus. And maybe I'll build a point guard chart for this and look at it. But Satoransky, you know, he's big and long, which is nice about him. He's played a lot with Washington. He's 6'7", so you're adding a great deal of length. He only played he shot 39% from three this year. So that's certainly, you know, that's a step up from where we have been at that position. He's a 40% catch and shoot 3-point shooter. He's only 21% off the bounce, so he needs to be open, right? Like he's going to be. He's one of these guys that, you know, you can look at it and he needs to be open. He's not, as I said, we'd have to look at his real plus minus defensively. He is not thought of as a very good defensive player. His pick and roll actions are interesting because their centers were a little strange this year. He ran 1,300, which is a lot. He and Thomas Bryant were their best combination. He and Bradley Beal ran a lot together. We run a lot of that kind of interchange. And he and Bobby Portis were only okay. All right, let's continue this for a little bit longer. Actually, I'll take a quick commercial, and then we'll look at the final kind of grouping of any other names that pop in, and then we'll look at drives quickly as well. The today's show is brought to you in part by the Barbecue Pit Stop. If you're looking this weekend to start getting into the summer feel, we got good weather coming, and you want to get into the barbecue world, stop by the Barbecue Pit Stop. There's one located 13 South and 3rd West. They're also located up by Hill Air Force Base in Layton as well as in Lehigh. Three things when you think Barbecue Pit Stop. Think selection, think expertise, and think lifelong advisor. With over 300 sauces and rubs, every one of them with a sampler, you've got selection that cannot be matched. Plus, every smoker available for you. When I talk about expertise, it comes in two levels. One is the guys there are amazing, whether it's Kennedy up at the store up in Layton or Clinton down in Lehigh. They're both amazing. They also teach classes up in the Layton store. So if you want to learn how to maybe become the brisket master, they are going to teach you how to do that. We had a great rub on our ribs last night that I got at the Barbecue Pit Stop, and the selection of rubs are just incredible. In fact, my wife pulled an interesting little move. She threw the rub on top of the cauliflower. It was super good last night. So stop by the Barbecue Pit Stop. Layton, Lehigh, downtown, 1300 South, 33 West. I mean, for Mother's Day, you might as well buy a bunch of barbecue stuff and then tell your wife you're doing it for her so that you can learn how to barbecue more. Check out the Pork Star Rub. That's Steve's personal one. And, by the way, when you stop by, tell them you're with Locked On and we have a special gift for you. From them. Jordan Checkitz is one of the main guys, kind of one of the ownership guys there at Barbecue Pit Stop. And Jordan has, in a really cool, built a product for you when you have huge pieces of meat to work with. It's available on Amazon, but it's called the Bear Paws, $13 value. You purchase something and mention that you learned it with Locked On Jazz, and they will give you a pair of Bear Paws in the bag. How about that? So I actually got some. It's kind of cool. It's actually manufactured right here in Utah in Clearfield. So check it out. It is the Barbecue Pit Stop. Stop by Layton, Lehigh, and downtown 1300 South and 3rd West. All right, any other little hidden gems in here? Mike Conley comes in at 35th. By the way, if you're wondering, this is out of the top 157 guys on pick and roll. Mike Conley comes in at 35th. So does Joe Ingles. So does Drew Holiday, who we talked about earlier in the program. Chris Dunn, who I'm not a huge fan of in Chicago, is in the draft lottery on Tuesday. We'll start, you know, some players may become available. Trey Young's at 46. Tobias Harris is at 46. Dante Exum is right there at 1.0 points per possession as well. CJ McCollum, Chris Middleton come into the next group of interesting minds. Let's go to the very bottom of this pack. And just if you're wondering, guys who maybe, you know, floating around, not very good on the pick and roll. Tyler Johnson, who I've always been a huge fan, is the worst pick and roll player in the NBA this last year. Eli Okobo is with him. Will Barton as well. Two of those are Phoenix. You wonder if it's just because of who they're with. Kevin Knox, New York. Aaron Holiday, Quinn Cook, Andrew Wiggins, Rodney Hood, Tyreek Evans, Frank Ntilikina, Malik Monk, Buddy Hield, just not his game. Delon Wright, who I like and could very easily be talked into as a perfect compliment to Donovan until I dig into the numbers. And then Delon Wright falls a little short on some of that. Alec Burks is here, but I wouldn't want to mention it or the early reviewer would get mad. Austin Rivers, Colin Sexton, Aaron Gordon, not very good in the pick and roll. Deion Waiters, Dennis Schroeder. And finally, I think that's it of names of maybe interest. I'm convinced Justice Winslow will be available. He doesn't come out very well on this. Russell Westbrook does not either. Bojan Bogdanović. This looks like the Indiana of Bojan Bogdanović, 1,000 picks, 0.92, 110 out of the group. So that's not a great number. That's not maybe a strength of his game entirely into a system that matches. All right, let's look at drives. We'll do catch and shoot another day. This is kind of just you and I are hanging out for 30 minutes every day. We run out of things to talk to and we go off to work. So let's look at drives. And again, we'll take the top, 200 drives, 250 drives a year. So this year, would mean you do it about three times a night. So let's do 240, which would be three times a night if you played every game. It's probably a little high. And the number one drive, guys, these are the best players in the league usually. Giannis, DeMar DeRozan, Kevin Durant, Monte Morris out of Denver, Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, Howell Neto, Eric Bledsoe, Julius Randle, free agent, James Harden, and here's Ryan Arcidiacono again. Interesting, isn't it? I'd have to really dig into him, but for a guy who I think is going to be not worth a whole lot of money and the market's going to drop out underneath him and he's a restricted free agent and you don't know whether Chicago's willing to pay him, late in the process, that would be an interesting name, I think, to float around just as a backup point guard. Might turn out to be that Matthew Dellavedova type who just does a little bit more than you realize. Pascal Siakam, Derek White, Blake Griffin, Devin George, Klay Thompson, Bradley Beal, Karl Anthony Towns, nobody's a free agent, Derrick Rose, Kyrie Irving, Lou Williams, Kyle Lowry, here's Kemba Walker, here's Malcolm Brogdon, here's Drew Holiday, and then Ricky Rubio. So here's what's interesting on this. As we look at all these guys that we think we're upgrading, we get Ricky Rubio comes right back at them. And then, you know, you have the aspect that Ricky is somewhat the heart and soul of this team. If you're replacing Ricky Rubio, what is the uptick that you think you're getting and where are you getting the uptick and how are you getting the uptick, I think, is an interesting thing to look at there. Continuing, Bojan Bogdanovic comes in here at 30th. Chris Middleton comes in at 30th as well. Michael Conley at 38th. Norman Powell, I think he's still under contract for a little while, though probably available from Toronto. Is it 38th? I like Norman Powell. Steph Curry, TJ McConnell, Paul George, Corey Joseph, who's available, had a bad shooting year this year, particularly in the second half of the season, but is an unrestricted free agent. Probably he might make $10 million this year. So he's at 1.04. Tobias Harris comes in here. Dame Lillard is right here at 43. We're doing this out of 150 guys. Is exactly the number we came out with. De'Aaron Fox, Jeff Teague, DJ Augustine, Jeremy Lamb, Zach LaVine. I wonder if Zach LaVine's available. I'd be curious. His numbers are far better than I think people realize. I'd be curious if Chicago would move Zach LaVine. Now, for what and how, I don't know. If they think they've replaced him somehow with and why. Jabari Parker pumps in here at 51. Thomas Satoransky flies in here again at 57. Again, remember, this is all below Rubio. So we're in kind of the middle of the top third at this point. And Russell Westbrook, Trae Young, John Wall, T.J. Warren. Is T.J. Warren a free agent? I feel like T.J. Warren is a free agent. I'm intrigued by T.J. Warren. Maybe I just think T.J. Warren is available. He is not on my list of free agents. The point guard free agents, by the way, are Kyrie and Kemba, D'Angelo Russell, Terry Rozier, Ricky Rubio, Goran Dragic, Darren Collison, Corey Joseph, Derrick Rose, Thomas Satoransky, DeLon Wright, restricted for Rozier, Russell, Satoransky, and Wright. Patrick Beverley, Tyus Jones, I mentioned, TJ McConnell, Emmanuel Mudiay, Alfred Payton, Ish Smith, I think, and then Ryan Arcidiacono is a restricted free agent. So those are probably the guys. The worst drive guys in the league, just if you're interested, Tyreek Evans, Kent Bazemore, Mario Hezonja, Rodney Magruder, DeAndre Bembry, Evan Turner, Luke Kennard, Josh Jackson, James Johnson, Chris Paul, Jonathan Simmons, Tyler Johnson, Andrew Wiggins again, Deion Waiters, Antonio Blakeney, Shelvin Mack, Kevin Knox, Colin Sexton, Wayne Seldon, Malik Monk, Will Barton, and Terry Rozier are in that final group there. Royce actually kind of comes in here at 0.91, so an area for him to improve from yesterday's conversation. All right, I don't know what we learned. Actually, what we learned is that, like, a bunch of the guys that we drool over and think are so great. I mean, the Jrue Holiday one is really interesting on his shooting compared to Ricky Rubio's shooting. I mean, his two-point game is just way better. And his ability to just put a bucket in is way better. And he would, you know, I'm guessing that Rubio is $10 to $15 million next year. And Jrue Holiday was, what, in the 20s? I mean, that's an interesting usage of money, depending how you feel about it. And you have to do that by trade, so be hard to pull off, probably. Have a great weekend. Thanks for tuning in. You're welcome to keep sending me the questions. They've been great. Hope I answered that one well for you, left over from yesterday. And have a good weekend. Enjoy the Game 7s. It should be a lot of fun. Enjoy the Game 6 tonight. It's good basketball time. Too bad we're not involved. It is Locked On Jazz. Go check out Ben Golliver joined Anthony and Adam on Locked On NBA today. You can do it right now by telling your smart device to play podcast Locked On NBA. And thanks so much for those great iTunes reviews. I do really appreciate it.